Hey there, story fiends, and welcome back to Their Stories Everywhere with Aledria Hurt. I am your hostess, Aledria Hurt, and this week we're doing something a little different. I'm going to tell you my favorite ghost story. As a portion of oral history, everywhere that has had people has had ghosts and other oogie boogies that go bump in the night. In Savannah, where I live, there are quite a few. It is considered extremely haunted due to nearly 3 centuries of history. So without further ado, René Rondelet, the Savannah Giant. Shall I begin with the boy was born? For all my ladies who done had they babies, he was born at 16 pounds. The doctor broke his mama's pelvis in 3 places to bring him into the world. And then, if that were not enough, by the time he was 12 years old, he was 7 feet tall. Gracious. Well, René wasn't that bright, though. Sweet boy, but not too bright. The other children, seeing him as a rather large target, took to berating and picking on the boy for his size and his manners. So much so that he would run from them, and one day he discovered the then cemetery, Colonial Park Cemetery as it's called today. But, well, in those days it was just a place where they buried their dead, and a place where René found to hide. He played among the mausoleums, jumping off the buildings and talking to the squirrels. Just, you know, the things you do when everyone's too afraid to come in after you. So, things went on that way for a while. Then folks noticed the strung-up animals. Now, of course, everyone knew it was René. No one else spent a lot of time in that cemetery. But it was fine as long as it was squirrels and cats and dogs. But then, a little girl showed up strung up in the cemetery. Neck broke. Oh. Well, they weren't so happy about that. The mob gathered. They wanted justice for that little girl. And they stormed over to the Rondelet house, demanding the boy be brought forth. And he cowered, all 7 feet of him, behind his mama, who was a good bit smaller. And she, for who she was, beat him back with a spoon. You can't do that to my boy. He ain't done nothing. You go on and get off my property. So, the mob made a deal with her. René could stay as long as he stayed inside. He was not allowed out anymore. Just in case things were more than they seemed. Well, René's mama, she was happy enough to take that deal. It kept her boy with her. So, things went on that way for a little while. Now, young René wasn't real bright, as we already said. But he got bored. And those who had been set to watch the place, well, they got bored too. Didn't take long before he was sneaking out again, and then another body showed up. Another little girl, another snap neck, another body in the cemetery. This time, when the mob gathered, they didn't want to hear anything about what Miss Renee's mama wanted to talk about. They snatched the boy from his home, dragged him through the streets from Foley's Alley to the cemetery. They didn't hang him in the cemetery, though. Not like his victims. No, they hung him outside the cemetery. Outside the cemetery. But where he could see where those girls had been hung. They say it took the fella 15 minutes to die. 'Cause his bull neck didn't break. And you know, in the old days, if someone you loved showed up for your execution, they'd hang on your body to hurry you along. Now, you'd think that would be the end of the story now, wouldn't you? You'd think it was. Except, well, it wasn't. You see, another body showed up in the cemetery not too long after. Another little girl from Foley's Alley, another snapped neck, another hanging body. And the folks in Foley's Alley, well, they said it had to be the ghost of Renee. That the monster had come back from the grave to do this dirty deed. Renee's body still hung outside of the cemetery. And with their fear in their bellies, they cut him down and cut him up. They cut him up into little pieces. And instead of burying him in hallowed ground where he might find some rest, they shipped those pieces off to the surrounding counties. And you'd think that would be the end of the story now, don't you? Except no, it's not. Because in the surrounding counties were said to have problems with children going missing. Maybe it really was the ghost of Renee. Or not. These days, those of us who go past Colonial Park Cemetery, if we know the story of the 7-foot-tall Savannah Giant, we do a little bit of double time past the cemetery in the dark. 'Cause, well, you probably noticed that fence is only 6 feet high. Well, story fiends, what did you think? You're always welcome to leave me a line here at the podcast through the voice messages feature. You can leave me a message on Twitter at Our Lady of Ashes, or email me at aledria@aledriahurt.com. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast wherever you listen. And remember, story fiends, there really are stories everywhere.